You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show.
The word is DevOps. Spelled dev as in development or programming, and ops as in IT operations. Definition: the set of people, process, technology, and cultural norms that integrate software development and IT operations into a system of systems. Example sentence: we refer to DevOps as the outcome of applying lean principles to the IT value stream. Origin and context. According to Gene Kim, Kevin Baer, and George Spafford in their book, The Phoenix Project, a novel about IT, DevOps, and helping your business win, Patrick DuBois and Andrew Schaefer coined the phrase DevOps in 2008. The next year, it entered into common usage when John Allspaugh and Paul Hammond gave a presentation at the 2009 Velocity Conference called 10 Plus Deploys Per Day, Dev and Ops Cooperation at Flickr. But, according to John Willis at IT Revolution Press, DevOps was the result of a convergence of three big ideas: the agile software development method that started in 2001, the 2009 Allspaugh and Hammond presentation, and the 2011 Eric Ries book, The Lean Startup: How Today's Entrepreneurs Use Continuous Innovation to Create Radically Successful Businesses. But really, it got its start back in 1994 when Amazon began work on an e-commerce service called Merchant.com to help third-party retailers build online shopping sites on top of Amazon's e-commerce engine. By 2003, Amazon had installed a set of internal common infrastructure services that all of their developers could access without reinventing the wheel every time. Amazon business leaders soon realized that they were sitting on a gold mine, that they could become the, quote, operating system of the internet from these services, end quote. This eventually led to AWS in 2006. In 2004, when Google was nothing more than a search engine, the Google leadership team gave the responsibility of network management not to the traditional IT team, but to the development team. That decision began the Site Reliability Engineering Movement, or SRE, where the main point was to reduce the amount of toil done by administrators. Google defines toil as mundane, repetitive, operational work providing no enduring value. This parallel work to Amazon was some of the first efforts toward infrastructure as code. Put into practice, DevOps is the philosophy that once the developers, the quality assurance teams, and the security analysts pass any new code or maintenance updates to IT ops for deployment, their jobs aren't done. Instead of creating artificial black boxes within each team where updates come in, get worked on, and then are passed to the next black box, DevOps is the recognition that update creation, deployment, and maintenance is one big system of systems and needs to be managed that way. In other words, DevOps uses the agile software development philosophy across the entire lifecycle of deployed systems, from design to development to testing to deployment to maintenance and finally to end of life. Nerd reference. This is Allspaugh and Hammond presenting at the 2009 Velocity Conference.
This is the build and stage button. the button at the very bottom of the screen, the one that says perform staging, you click that button, it performs an SVN checkout. It does all of the translations, it compiles all the templates. Anywhere where we have compilation that we do for optimization, it does all of that, and then it copies that code onto a staging server so that we can test it.
Automatically. Which means that you don't have people running this command, and then you run this command. As it turns out, computers are really good at running commands the same time, and or the same order over and over again.
Once you've got that one-step build, the next thing you need is a one-step deploy. And at the bottom, we have a button. It says, I'm feeling lucky, and you push that, and it pushes the code out to the site. And the same principles apply here. By making it one button, it means that there's very, very little room for error. It means that you're doing your builds and you're doing your deploys in a consistent environment. It means that there's no manual steps that might go wrong.
You see this as a trend. Continuous deployment and continuous integration is starting to show up in a lot of operational tools and even vendors selling things and open source projects as well. So it's just a good idea.
Word Notes is written by Tim Nodar, executive produced by Peter Kilpie, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.